The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So let's see. I think the volume's good, everyone. So the theme for this morning is contentment. And it's a very important part of the practice. The Buddha associated contentment with a certain kind of joy. It kind of creates a foundation for a meditation practice. The Buddha sometimes had a series of foundations, one the foundation for the next. And contentment is the foundation for being able to put aside the hindrances. That these five forces inside of us, distracting forces, think of them as distractions, that with contentment we can put aside distractions and be able to really kind of settle into the practice. So contentment, I don't know how popular of a theme or a topic it is for people. I don't think we hear on the news, regular news, about so-and-so experienced contentment today. And you all go, oh, great, that's pretty good. It's not usually no newsworthy, but maybe it should be. And they, because it has such a profound impact on people to have a feeling of contentment. It's kind of a contentment comes with a feeling of being settled, being willingness to be here. That when there's contentment, there's a kind of feeling that some aspect of the present moment is good, is enough. It's we're not feeling like agitated, we're not feeling inadequate, we're not feeling the situation is somehow less than ideal. It's adequate, we're content with it. And so to reflect on contentment and discontent is an important part of the practice. And to learn how to have a wise relationship to these two is part of the practice. So there's a time for contentment, circumstances for contentment, and there's actually a time for wise discontent, discontentment, to be not contented. And so it isn't like either or, you should only be have contentment and never be discontented ever again, but rather there's wise forms of both. And there's probably also then unwise forms of both. Because certainly you can be, you know, content in times when you shouldn't be content. Just have, you know, sometimes you shouldn't have contentment in certain things and going on. So wise contentment, beginning place to understand it, has to do with what's called the basic requisites of our human life. To be content that we have enough to live in a basically taken care of. We have enough shelter, we have adequate food, we have adequate clothing, and we have adequate, maybe, basic health care. And it's kind of remarkable that in our world, many people here in this particular teeny corner of the universe, where we have, many of us have housing, many of us have food, many of us have clothing, many of us have medical care to some degree, it's so easy to feel discontented with what we have. Because, like with medical care, I mean, we have some of the best medical care in the world. Maybe not the best, but, you know, it's pretty phenomenal in the history of humanity, what we have available. And if you go around different places in the globe, what we have available here, and then we can still discontented. You know, like, you know, there must be a better doctor, there must be, you know, my doctor's not, you know, didn't study the latest journal articles, and, you know, and so, just, but it's, certainly it's true that it's good to research and look further sometimes, but to have this discontent, the housing that people have, how many people are discontented with their housing? Maybe none of you, but there are people who want more and bigger, or they want something different, and clothes, you know. How many different pieces of clothing do you have? How often do you go shopping for more? But you don't really need it. But you know, it's, you know, the styles have changed. Or so the idea, so the Buddha specifically talked about the contentment for the basic requisites of life. Not as a form of asceticism, but as a way of emphasizing and supporting something different. Supporting a mind that's not agitated by those things. So that instead of being agitated by those things, can get the benefits of appreciation of what we have. Not because it's Pollyannish to appreciate what we have, it's just strategic if you want to be a meditator. If you want to settle your mind and quiet your mind and not have a distracted mind, it really helps if you cultivate a degree of contentment with what you have in your life. And you might want to assess a little bit the things that you have, the things that you feel like you need to have, want to have, and are they really needs? Is the cost-benefit analysis really in your favor if what you want to do is a contemplative life? If you want to use this practice of meditation to open up your heart, open up your mind in new ways, is it really worth spending your time feeling like I don't have the latest gadget, or I need something else, or I need more of this, I need more of that? Or the food thing is just astounding. Ever since I've been involved in Buddhism for over 40 years, it's amazing the discontent and neurosis that goes around people having food issues. It's just astounding. And of course, it's never neurotic and never astounding and never when it's current. But over the perspective of 40 years, the trends that have come through, and you know, and every trend seems like this is it. But if you go back, if I go back over these 40 years and look at all the trends, and I mean, it's just like, it's just now just a different content, just a different content to be not contented. I love it that content and content are the same word. It's just a different content. But, you know, same. So you have to kind of a little bit wonder, teeny bit, that the latest and the greatest kind of, like, this is the thing. You know, is it really, you know? So maybe it is, but is it, are you sacrificing your contentment because you feel like I have to have this food? One of the interesting places we see it, I think, is on these week-long retreats we teach. Some people, their concerns around their diet, some people have to be concerned with their diet, so that's really important. But some of the people who are concerned about their diet, they could go a week, and it's not going to have any dire consequences. But they come with all their stuff and everything and just make sure that it's just right. And then, I remember there was one person who was all about having no dairy fat. That's so important. And then many years later, in recent years, you have to have dairy fat. It's in the New York Times. Now that dairy fat's been, you know, it's the whole new thing. And the same passion. You know, yes. You're looking at me mistrustfully. Sorry. And maybe I shouldn't be talking this way. But this thing, you have contentment. What are we sacrificing? Why are we willing to be discontented? Is there more contentment available for us that we can be nourished by and supported by, that can help us be settled, help us feel adequate, help us, or at least feel let go of inadequacy? And I would like to suggest there's many more reasons to be content than most people avail themselves of. And then it can be overdone. Because you don't want to be content with your suffering. Oh, I'm suffering and I'm content with it, and I'll just, you know, it's great, and I'll just go along suffering. That's In Buddhism, we're supposed to have a discontent. This is where the wise discontentment is. To be discontented with suffering. To be intolerant of it. Not aversive to it, not agitated by it. But there's a healthy way of being discontented with suffering that actually helps settle the mind. You know, I don't have to live with this. I don't want to keep suffering in the same way, have the same kind of anxiety all the time, the same desperation, the same whatever it is. I want to address this. And I want to address it seriously and with integrity and in a noble way. And I have a path of practice. Buddhism is here to address it. And so that to know that there's a path, know you have a practice, know that you're not going to put up with it, can actually be very reassuring for parts of our hearts and our minds. So there's a way of having discontent with suffering. And in some ways, the more mature a person becomes in practice, the more deeper they become, the more, in a wonderful way, they become discontented with that suffering. They're okay with having it. The more people practice, the more mature they are, the more they're relaxed and they don't have a problem with having some suffering. It's okay. But they're also not content with it, like, oh, this is how it should be. You know, okay, this is something to meet and to address, to be with and work with and find a way through. And it can be quite inspiring. In fact, it can bring a lot of joy to know you have a practice that meets your suffering. Wow, you're so lucky. And to be content, rather than discontented because of having suffering, be content that you are discontent. In a sense. I mean, so what I'm trying to say here, be content you have a practice that addresses a healthy discontent with suffering. So there's a range. There's a time for discontentment, a time for contentment. It's helpful and very healing and helpful to call upon contentment, to make it more part of your life, to take times during the day where you can sit in a contented way. Rather than always on the go and always discontented, are there times where you can just sit and have a cup of tea and use that time as an opportunity to be contented? And what begins to be nourished? What begins to open? What begins to settle in you when you take some time to appreciate your contentment? And then there's times where it's really good to address suffering, the attachments, the clinging, the sorrows we have, and to be kind of discontented with just accepting it as it is, but to meet it with practice and have a contentment with, wow, I have this practice, and content to be able to address it practice-wise and not be in a hurry. I'm just content that I can practice with it, and then we'll see how it goes. So may each of you be content in just the right way. And may each of you be discontented in just the right way. Good luck. Thank you.